Blog Talk Radio.
The question is, what are you willing to stand?
Tune in every Monday from 10 a.m. to 12 to Awake with All Set on Evolution Radio, where the revolution is the evolution.
The question is, what are you willing to stand for? That question is going to follow you throughout your life. And here's how you answer it. You put your honor where your mouth is. Put your honor where your mouth is. When you give your word, keep it. Show up. Do the work. Get your hands dirty. And then you'll begin to draw strength from the understanding, the true knowing that history is still being written. You're writing it every day. The wheel's still in spin, and what you do or what you don't do will be a part of it. You build a legacy, not from one thing, but from everything. You have no idea what your legacy will be, because your legacy is every life you touch. Pick a problem, any problem, and do something about it, because to somebody who's hurting, something is everything. If you could just capture the humanity of the people, of the stories that you're telling, you then get that much closer to your own humanity. This moment in time, this is your time to rise. You know, there's 7 billion people on the planet right now, and here you are. You can use your gifts to illuminate the darkness in our world. Eat a good breakfast. It really pays off. Pay your bills on time. Recycle, make your bed. Aim high. Say thank you to people and actually really mean it. Ask for help when you need it. And put your phone away at the dinner table. Be nice to little kids. Be nice to your elders. Be nice to animals. And know that it's better to be interested than interesting. If you're fighting with someone you really love, for God's sakes, find your way back to them, because life is short even on our longest days. Your job is not always going to fulfill you. There will be some days that you just might be bored. Other days, you may not feel like going to work at all. Go anyway. And remember that your job is not who you are. It's just what you're doing on the way to who you will become. Look for the lessons, because the lessons are always there. And the number one lesson I could offer you where your work is concerned is this. Become so skilled, so vigilant, so flat out fantastic at what you do that your talent cannot be dismissed. Stop comparing yourself to other people. You're only on this planet to be you, not someone else's imitation of you. Your life journey is about learning to become more of who you are and fulfilling the highest, truest expression of yourself as a human being. That's why you're here.
Good morning. Good morning. I am Teek McClellan. I'm taking over for Offset right now. Offset will be on for the next few shows, so I will be your host. Today's topic that we're going to cover today that I chose is relationships, obligations, and connections. And this has nothing to do with romantic, well, not only romantic relationships, but relationships, period, with friendships, family, career, all those things, and maintaining them. And while we're obligated to maintain them, and while the connections are important and to help us get through each day of our life, one quote that I, by Khalil Graham, that I think is so important, that I think about most of the time when it comes to any situation. The quote is, "We choose our sorrows long before we experience them. Intuition is real, vibes are real, and energy is real." So it's important that you stay tuned in, and how you handle every situation is important. I feel like there are two types of people. There are people who understand the power that they have. They understand that everything that they put out creates their energies, their thoughts, all those things creating your reality. How you perceive every situation is important. And those are those people who are, I won't call them negative, but they don't believe in themselves. They don't understand that everything they think and everything they do is a product of their reality. So sometimes you might hear someone complaining and you're like, why are you complaining about this? This situation doesn't seem hard. It doesn't seem like the end. But for them, it is. They can't have a clear thought and understanding that right now, this is my time to make a definitive decision and action. They crumble and they fall and they fold because they have over their own reality. So that's why I chose the quote. I mean, sorry, not the quote, the clip from Oprah, because I felt like she touched on some very important parts about connections and obligations and every day getting up and going out into the world and saying, this is me, and I'm going to decide who I'm going to be, and no one is going to tell me. A lot of times we feel like we have to find ourselves. What we're to be doing is creating ourselves. And just wanted to start off the show with a tone like that, and we're going to take a quick music break, and we'll be back to start the show.
I'm going to make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference.
Aww,
gonna make it right.
So
and
nice.
I turned up the collar on my favorite winter coat. This wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them? Each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere
Radio, where the evolution is the revolution.
All right, so the first part of the show, I want to start off talking about obligation. Obligation to showing up and being there and taking the time to take part in, I guess, the activities of, I would say, being social. Let's just say that, being social, being consistent, being showing up, showing your face, and doing the steps to make these connections and maintain these relationships. One of my favorite books to read, I actually listen to the audiobook probably like maybe once a week before I go to bed or in the morning. It's 48 Laws of Power by, and Law 18 is, do not build a fortress to protect yourself. Isolation is dangerous. This right here is actually what makes me want to show up. On days where I don't feel motivated, I'm disciplined. Isolation is dangerous. It makes you become, basically, you become detached from the world and reality. It's easy for people to manipulate you, and it's harder to understand and how to maintain connections and relationships with people. So it's important that you do keep some level of, to be social. I feel like that is an obligation because some days we don't. Some days we just have to be disciplined. The other day I had an interview, and on that day I was feeling so low that day. I had just very bad vibes and very bad energy. So, of course, before I went, I meditated. I calmed myself down and cleared my thoughts and focused on the big picture. And when I showed up, and it's important that you're genuinely and sincerely pleasant and you show that about you. That's why you focus on the good attributes that you have. And, of course, I got the job because even at my worst, it was obligation, the interview, to go and to meet with this person who had an opportunity and a position for me to that I wanted and I needed. And that was the most important thing. The big picture is always what you have to keep focused on. Isolation is not good. At times I thought, well, maybe I should cancel or reschedule or this, that, and the third, but I had to talk to myself like this is important. This is something that, this is a responsibility, and it's my responsibility to stay in touch and to go and to make this connection. And if you, so I had a co-host today. My co-host, I'm just going to assume, overslept. So it's just going to be me today. So if there's anyone who wants to call and wants to talk and add, please, you know, feel free to push the number and I will open up the shows. Why is isolation bad? Isolation is bad because you get into yourself, you overanalyze, you overthink, you don't really make good decisions when you're by yourself and you're alone. A lot of times we feel like the best thing to do is to be by ourselves and come away from the world, especially when things seem to be frustrating, but that's not a good coping mechanism. It's best to get around positive people, people who focus on the, and I think we all know this, people who focus on the good attributes of and characteristics of ourselves and bring that out and make us feel like ourselves again and to get back into the swing of things. And I said obligation because I feel like no one likes to be obligated to do anything, but it is necessary. It is a necessity for success and careers, even relationships with people. Sometimes it is important to take some time away, so I don't want to downplay that space and time to yourself so we think is important, but never for a long period of time. One day, I call it my lazy day, where I don't do anything, I don't talk to anyone, and even though I feel like those days are important because you meditate and you get your stuff and your thoughts and your processes together. And it's our responsibility to stay in touch and talk to people and make these connections. There was a time where I was one of those other two people who basically I call them just being pessimistic, always just focused on the negative. And assuming that if I do get up, I do try, no one is going to care or even know who I am. So I thought, well, maybe I can just do everything on my own. I can be my own self, but that's another unrealistic thing to do because who cares? Who are you? You have to show people who you are and know who you are with confidence. Don't hesitate. You know, be decisive. Show them that you are, that you know who you are, you're confident, and you're not someone who is easily to manipulate and walk over and pass by. Your presence is always going to be noticed because you're not insecure about what you think and what you are. You move without hesitation. So when I was in that state, I was called like my not depressed state. Every day I went home and I just sat on the couch. I didn't talk to anyone, just stayed on social media. And I had dreams and aspirations of, you know, wanting to take control of my career and my social life, but I felt like, well, what's the point? I have to do this every single day. I didn't want to be consistent. I didn't want to put the time and the effort and the work, and that is such a detrimental way to live for yourself and your life and your energy. I was at my lowest. My energy was low. My energy was negative. No positive thoughts. I mean, no positive thoughts at all. All I had was negative thoughts. And it does no one, especially yourself, any good. I've learned to this day that negative thoughts don't do you any good, so I don't even entertain them. Because I keep my mind on the biggest picture, and I always figure out what is the next thing to do for me to move forward. And sometimes I feel like everything happens in perfect timing. When you're finally at a spot where you're open to new experiences and new things, they automatically are drawn to you because your energy is shifted and the universe is balancing out and you're magnetizing all of these things to come towards you. And at that time, I felt like I started going out more, started socializing more, just even speaking up and adding different things and topics of conversations. And you get to realize that people around you and people that you run into are doing great and amazing things. And they see you, they see your drive, they see your ambition, they see your charm, and they see all the great qualities about you. And it's even romantic relationships, it draws people into you, makes people want to talk to you and be around you. Then you make connections and you move on from there. And being who I am, like even the position I am right now, I think for myself a year ago, I was sitting on a couch, I would probably sit on a couch right now eating something I shouldn't be eating, watching TV, you know, not living my best life or even any type of life at all. But once I realized that the person that I needed to get over was myself, I need to get over myself. This is my life. You know, I have to take control of it and be happy and be positive and put in the time and effort to talk to people and show up, you know, show my face, come around, and be in touch. And I feel like that's when things started to lift up. I was able to communicate with people and talk to people, and people would be able to understand me and what I wanted to do, and all these great things started happening to me. Now I was able to get in contact, and I met Joe, which is the host of this show, and work with Austin, intern with her. And now, look, I'm hosting the show. And I feel like all these things happen in great timing, but also with the work that I put in of showing up and making these connections and talking to people and making myself so obligated, but I didn't understand the importance of showing up and coming around and talking and just showing your energy and your genius and your sincerity. So if there's anyone, I don't see anyone that has any comments or questions. So that is all that I have today for obligation. So we're going to take another music break, and then we're going to come in with connections.
Thank you.
All right, guys, welcome back to Wake with Austin. My name is Teek McClellan. I am taking over for her today while Austin is away for the next few episodes. Now, we just covered obligation on the first part of relationships, connections, and obligation. We just talked about how important it is to show up and show your face and make these connections and talk to people. And sometimes no one likes to feel obligated, but it's important. For anything you want to do, whether it's romantic relationships, careers, family, you know, to say this, and I feel like some people feel like it's not okay, but I think it is okay. We're only around people that we benefit from. Now, the thing about this is that you have to make sure that it's a balance, a give and take. When you're benefiting from someone, how are they benefiting from you? And that makes them also want to come around you and continue to be around you, but all that is important, but connections are also important as well. In both aspects, connections as meeting the right people, getting in the right rooms, and also when people see your energy and your vibe and your genuine sincerity and how charming and nice and compelling and all those good things, all those great characteristics about who you are, it makes them want to work with you. It makes them want to be around you. One of my favorite quotes, and I got this quote from my grandma, and the quote was, she said, stop trying, she said to Monty, you said it to me, but she said, stop trying to find yourself and create yourself. There's another quote that I think about a lot, and it's very powerful and near dear to me, because it makes me think about, sometimes I second guess myself, and I overthink when I'm talking to people, but I always say that in the back of my mind to myself. So it also makes you seem very genuine and sincere, because everything you're saying is genuine and sincere. But just knowing who you are and what you want to be and being confident in your decisions and with moving without hesitation because you're very sure of yourself is an alluring characteristic and quality to have. Some people feel like, you know, I can do anything on my own. And I felt that way for a minute. I just say, well, you know what, I'm just going to do a bunch of things. Because the thing about that is, no matter what you're doing, if it goes unnoticed, it kind of is like, well, what's the point? You know? So that's why it's important that we do go out and we talk to people. You know, sometimes it takes a quick hi, hello, how are you? Or how was your day? Nice to meet you. My name is, you know. It's important that you show them your face and them see and they know your name. You know, I went to a business lunch before with my mentor, and me and him were just there, and we was working on, you know, some few things. We started my own podcast, and we're working on getting marketing and photo shoots and this, all this together. Then a few of his friends come in who all own their own business. And he said, hey, the first thing he did is he introduced me, said my name, and it was but after that it was all up to me. I had to actually step up and shake their hands and talk to them and have conversations with them. At the beginning, it was intimidating. I'm like, these are all people who are established in many different ways as opposed to me. I have no name out right now, no real recognition, and who am I? But I had to immediately dismiss that because I had to decide right then and there, like, who am I? I already know who I am. I already know what I set out to do. I have so much faith and belief in me that now I have to show it to them so that they can see it, that doesn't intimidate me. So I did. You know, I ended up getting two of their numbers, and so we can work together in the future. I made those connections. But to me, that was important. I feel like it's important for everyone. It's something that you need to understand. No one is self-made. You can't just go out and do it alone. And I feel like we know that, and sometimes that might scare certain people, you know, because some people aren't really social like me. I think I am very introverted. I like people watching and just being quiet and sitting in the corner. But when it's time to step up and you see an opportunity, it's okay to take it. And I feel like there's no one should be feel bad about that, because that's the point of life. But at the same time, that's why I also think it's important to be genuine and sincere, because it's like, you want the same thing back to you. You meet people. It's like, that is someone who I genuinely want to be around and don't mind coming, talking to, and reconnecting with at any given moment. I have friends that moved to pursue their dreams, and California, Oregon, and Indiana, but I still every now and then call and talk to them. I think it's important to maintain those connections and constantly, you know, show up and just sort of remember your face, because these are also people who are doing pretty big things out there, you know, career-wise. So, like, not every day or just kind of third, but, like, maybe once a month, call and check in and establish and keep those connections. But it's always just a genuine, how are you, have you been, you know? It's not like, well, do you have this and this number? Are you doing this? Can I get in contact with them? You know, even just a simple coffee date to go and talk and share ideas and energies and just connect with people. I think I know these things are very important, and I feel like the proof is getting in the pudding for me, coming from a state where I was crippled by my social anxiety, not wanting to call and talk to people and be around and show up or leave the house, and I just went to work and I came home. That was my entire life. And I wanted more for myself. I just didn't know how to get it. I didn't realize that I was literally standing in my own way with my own negative and bad, detrimental thoughts. It was me. It wasn't these people who were saying, well, let's shun her, let's not talk to her, let's not be around. They don't know who I am. I have to come up and show up and show them who I am. And making these connections is what brought me to the position that I am in right now. Able to sit here right now and host the show. This is my first hosting show gig ever, and I'm extremely happy and grateful. But I owe it all to making these connections, talking to people. I think talking to Offset was one of the best things I feel like I could have done in my life right now. Because people were able to see who you are and have great faith in you based off what you show them. But one thing I don't do, and I extremely recommend this, and not let anyone tell you who you are. It's all superficial anyway. You know, people are going to focus on the good at certain moments, the bad at certain moments, and depending on who you are, if you're popular or your position, you know, sometimes it's hard to tell people being genuine and sincere with you anyway. So that's why I always make sure that I show up and talk to people, and just because I believe in myself, and that's another big point, is always to believe in yourself. So another thing I recommend on doing is don't personalize too much of everything. You know, sometimes we get rejected, or people that we're trying to contact to don't call us back, and we personalize it. We assume it's something wrong with us, and that we focus on all the negative things or things we could do. But don't worry about it, because everything is happening perfect timing, and the universe is going to balance it out anyway. And I've had a situation even right now. Another example is with my mentor. When I first met him, it was early in the morning, so it was like around breakfast, and we just met up for the very first time, and the energy was amazing. Just someone who understood my vision and what I was like aiming for and what I wanted, and I was happy. Like, wow, I never thought I'd be in a position where I could talk to someone like you, and that was willing to help me. And then after that first meeting, for a whole month, nothing. Called, text, and I assumed, like, wow, well, maybe it didn't go as great as I thought I did. You know, I started overanalyzing it and overthinking it and all these negative things. And I was just like, you know what? It's going to be okay. Things are going to happen exactly the way that they are supposed to happen. And if it wasn't meant to be, it wasn't meant to be. End up calling my friend. It was like, well, do you really want to work with this person? Call them and text them. And that day I did. And we talked again. And it was the same energy. And it's just that he's been busy, you know, because he has other clients and the things they say he's working with. But I told him, like, I take this seriously. So I need more consistency. And I need you to feel the same thing, to feel like the obligation of showing up with me and making these connections and continuing to move forward. And we did. I set that tone as well, because at the same time, I knew exactly what I wanted. I wasn't hesitating. I wasn't thinking about it like, well, you know, and it's like I know exactly what I want and what I need. and I was willing to put that out there. And in return, now we're working together. We talk at least once a week. We're making moves and making strides, but I could have left that just subsided and just said, wow, man, you know, I see he's online, I see he's busy, but I could have personalized it. Like, well, maybe I wasn't amazing enough. Maybe he feel like, what's the point of working with her? And all these negative things that could have plagued my mind that I would have before, but I decided not to. I decided that if I really want to make, I'm going to show up. I'm going to keep this connection and make it. And that's exactly what I did. So the point that I'm trying to make is that your entire reality is up to you. And you know that for a fact. That's why it's important that sometimes a situation may seem like it's the worst or the end, but it's really just your perception, how you're perceiving things, and sometimes it makes you rational when you're being too negative. So it's important that you stay positive and continue to show up and make these connections. So now I can honestly say that the proof is in the pudding again, but now I'm just getting in the position that I am now because I decided that I am going to show up. I am going to put in the work and the effort and talk to these people and be around people and show them who I are, but also know for a fact of myself that what defines me is what I choose to define me. And that's why I chose the clip in the beginning with Oprah, because it's such a powerful message that really resonated with me. Everything is always going to be okay. Don't overcomplicate things. Just show up and do the work. And it's always going to be okay. And anything you want in this world, you can 100% have based on your attitude and the people you choose to surround yourself with. If there's anyone who has any questions or any comments, please feel free to tap in and I will turn on the mic. But if not, I'm going to go ahead and cut the show short today because, again, my co-host today that I was going to have bring on to talk to overslept, but it's okay. Hopefully they'll be able to come on to next show. Other than that, just want to leave you guys with just a final thought. And the final thought that is that the same quote that I said earlier was, don't try to find yourself, create yourself. That is one of the most important things that I took with me that has drove me to continue to want to reach and make these connections and talk to people and not be hesitant and isolate myself and go into my own world and only assume the worst when it comes to any and every situation. All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next Monday.